Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Everybody say, childish ways.
Childish ways.
Say it again.
Childish ways.
Say it again.
Childish ways.
I've even heard people say, well, you know, so-and-so, they're older now. They're going through their second childhood, I guess. They've got childish ways. You're not supposed to become more childish as you get older. Do not let the devil sell you this deception about old age and growing older, that you have to be incapacitated, you can't even think for yourself, and you get childish, and you get ill and mean. I guess I should say that again. Do not let the devil sell you that. Yeah, there's going to be changes. It won't be just like you were in your body when you're 21, but you don't have to be sick. You don't have to be incapacitated. You can have good health. Oh, but inside, your last days are to be the best days of your life. Because though the outward man is perishing, the inward man is being renewed and developing. You're just supposed to be stronger and stronger and more full of God and more full of faith and more full of love. That does away with all this mean stuff. Well, if you felt like I did, you'd act mean too. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I had the privilege of working in healing school at Brother Hagin's ministry for years. And I saw a lot of people come through. I mean, people in the worst situations physically. Awful situations. And I saw people, I'm thinking right now of a lady, bless her heart. She had some of the worst problems physically. And you could tell she's in pain. You could tell she didn't feel good, but still sweet. Did you hear me? And some people there that hardly had anything wrong with them. Just as ill and mean and impatient and short-tempered. You are the way you are, whether you're healthy or whether you're sick. People just use it as an excuse. No, you don't feel good. You don't feel good. I understand that. And enough pain can work on you. But it is not an excuse for being mean. It is not. People use it for one, but it's not. It's just yielding to the flesh. And you watch it. These same people would be mean because they're sick. They'd be mean if they didn't have a symptom. It's the truth. If something pushed them and rubbed them the wrong way and bothered them, they'd be the same way. No. But that's a part of growing up. Growing up means growing up in love. Can you say amen? And it means controlling yourself. And just because you feel a certain way doesn't mean you act that way. Just because thoughts and feelings come to you doesn't mean you yield to them. He said, when I became a man, when I grew up, I put away childish things. I put childish ways behind me. Now, let me just remind you of a few things here. Tell me some childish ways in the natural. Now, we're not talking about infants. We talked about them already. Now, we're talking about, you know, they're weaned, they're talking, but they're not teenagers, they're children. Selfish, temper tantrums, stubborn. Children don't want to go to bed. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
And then a lot of times what it's going to say, they don't want to get up. Especially if you go ahead and stretch it on out into teenage years. Don't want to get up. Children don't want to eat necessarily what they should. But they want to eat what they like. Ice cream. Potato chips. And if you allowed them to, That's all they would eat. And they'd eat it till they got sick. And they wouldn't go to bed till they fell out from exhaustion. And they wouldn't get up. Children. Children don't want to get up and go to school. Oftentimes. They don't necessarily want to study. Children want to play. Don't they? And they'd watch cartoons all day and all night. And that's all they'd do. Or they'd play with whatever they're playing. And they don't want to quit playing. They just want to play and play and play always. And again, I say, play. You could sum it up by saying children are not self-disciplined. They have not learned to be self-motivated, self-initiators, self-disciplined, which is why God gave them parents.
Right.
To what? To discipline them. To train them. Notice, not teach, train. But there is mass ignorance today concerning the role of a parent. Parents think the biggest thing is that their children's friends think they are cool. And that the biggest thing is that their children like them. Wrong. If you do the right thing, your children will love you. But it is not your job to be cool. You trying to be cool and impress their friends means you're insecure and don't know who you are and don't know what your job is. Same thing is true spiritually. Phyllis and I are the mom and daddy of this local church under the great shepherd. Our job is not to always try to make you like us. Is it? Our job is to love you and love you enough to tell you when it's wrong. Right? Boy, you could get into something here now, couldn't you? Go to Proverbs. When I became a man, I did what? I put away all those childish things and ways. What kind of childish things? What kind of childish ways? Go to Proverbs 22, first of all. Proverbs 22 and 6. Familiar passage to many, but look at it. Hear it with fresh ears. Proverbs 22, 6 says, train up a child in the way he wants to go. Huh? I've seen 25-year-old mothers, 45-year-old mothers, in the grocery store with a 3-year-old. Say, well, now, baby, what do you want to do? I don't want to do that. Well, baby, I'm sorry, but what you tell mommy what you want to do? I don't want to do it. Well, what do you want to do? Ignorant. You don't ask the child what they want to do. Ignorant. That's why they have a parent. We've already been through it. If a child is left to his or herself, what will they do? If you just let them do what they want to do, what will they do? We've already talked about it. They won't go to bed when they should. They won't get up when they should. They won't eat what they should. They'll do stuff too much and they'll do it wrong and they'll do it too long. They are a child. They're not qualified to run their own life. That's why God gave them parents. And notice this word. He said, train up a child. That's the same word like for training horses or training dogs. Train. Not teach. teaching's involved, but train. What does it mean, train? Train. If they do what you tell them to do, it's good, they get a reward. If they don't do what you tell them to do, there are repercussions. There's a penalty. It cost them something. Now, we've said this before, but it'll bear repetition. Whether it's spiritual parents and spiritual children, natural parents, natural children. When a child has not done what you told them to do, you have to discern why. First of all, did you communicate it properly? Yeah. Did they understand? Well, I told them, just because you told them doesn't mean they understood.
Right.
And you have not communicated until they understand. Right. And it is unreasonable to expect something of somebody and they didn't understand you. Sure. They don't know what you want. That's unreasonable. That's being a poor leader, poor parent. So the first thing you got to know, if a child didn't do what you told them to do, you got to find out why. Why didn't they do it? Now watch out. Don't let them snow you. They're way smarter than you think they are. Don't let them snow you. If they really didn't understand, then they don't need punishment. They need to be taught. Ignorance needs instruction. Right? What if they understood perfectly? They understood what you wanted. They just had a better idea. They understood. They just decided they didn't want to do it. Then you should teach them some more. Why? Why would you teach them some more? They already understand. Do you see people are, that's why they're not getting results. They're kneeling down, pleading with the four-year-old, and they're trying to teach them. They understood before what you said. You can talk for 4 more hours. They already understand. It's not understanding they need.
That's right.
And no, I'm not just talking about beating kids. No. Don't jump to conclusions. Don't assume. Ignorance needs instruction. Rebellion needs discipline. It needs to be some kind of discipline. And there are many, many ways to do it, but it needs to cost them something. No talk, action. Don't talk, don't plead, action. Action.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Childish Ways, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603E. That's R1603E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.